Good afternoon, everybody. Hope your Christmas preparations are proceeding well. I'm gathering that a lot of people are now on leave, so hopefully this won't take too long. Just do a quick review of some of the incidents this week. It's a little bit of a theme in the two that I've got here. Both of them involve lifting sleepers. The operative sort of slipped and fell, and one crushed his finger, and the other one received a nasty cut. So these are sort of common themes, the slips, trips and falls, so something for you guys to take back to your team meetings to sort of discuss. People need to be cognizant of the environment that they're working in and trying to sort of take a bit of time over what they're doing and to try and pick anyone up if you feel they're going to do some unsafe act, and hopefully we can eradicate a lot of these that are happening. The third incident, sort of for me, is a little bit worrying because I know we've had some sort of campaign awareness on these things, and it's really open gates. We had a member of the public reported an open access gate at a bridleway, and really, we need to be vigilant. We've got a lot of people out and about performing a number of tasks for RAM teams, maintenance, and general project people. And really, it's all our duty to sort of be aware of any gates, to make the effort. If you see one open, go and chain it up. Go and close it. It doesn't matter if you can sort of see a gang of workers working down the track. It's your responsibility there not to walk past. So it's a little bit disappointing to see that we had a member of the public reporting. It's also worth probably pointing out this sort of time of year, although it's quite mild, it's quite windy. There's a lot of debris blowing around and trees certainly starting to become a little bit unstable. So again, if we could ask any sort of trackside staff, ensure that if they see anything unsecure, please report it, particularly the trees. We've got a whole team of people that are quite interested in this. You may see from the blog information that was sent round, there's been a safety advice notice put round, and this is quite poignant for us on the Wessex route, given the third rail, and it's relating to non-compliant conductor rail short-circuiting traps. It's been identified that at least one independent safety equipment supplier is selling a conductor rail shorting strap that are not from an approved supplier. And at the moment, P&B Weir Limited are currently the only manufacturer with product acceptance for conductor rail straps. These have their logo and legend stamps on one side, and the non-compliant clamps that have been found do not carry any manufacturer's inscriptions at all. So please, if anybody has using these straps, the immediate action is required that all straps should be checked and verified to make sure they're approved to the P&B Weir design. Anything else must be quarantined and taken away from use. The third sort of item for the discussion, really, and again, this is one to take back to your groups, and the discussion point is really about stress. Recognising stress, it can be caused by only one can be caused by one thing. It can also be built up by a number of smaller things, both at home, both in the workplace. It's not uncommon for things to be happening outside of the workplace to sort of build up and then manifest itself at work. So there's a discussion pack that's been issued, so any team leaders, section managers can draw that down and have a discussion with the team, and it gives you some discussion points, asking you to sort of look at yourself. Have you think of a time when you felt stressed? Were you able to actually pinpoint the cause? It's not always easily to recognize. You sort of feel under pressure. Are you coping with changes? Is there something you're worrying about? All these things have a habit of building up. How can you tell if yourself or a colleague is stressed? Are you having sleeping problems, loss of appetite, difficulty concentrating? Some people, mood swings, get a bit snappy, headaches. Again, these are all sort of little telltale signs, something for you to sort of look out for and identify if you're feeling stress. And then how does stress make you feel, especially when you're in the workplace? It obviously affects different people in different ways. You can make small adjustments. Obviously, you can talk to your line manager, talk to friends, talk to relatives. Maybe writing down a list of all the things you have to do. Put them in an order of importance. Maybe something you can discuss with your line manager. Try not to sort of do too much at once. Again, you can put yourself under a lot of pressure, and then that will lead to higher stress levels. So these are sort of some things to sort of look out for. There is additional support available. There's a lot of phone numbers. You've got the occupational health, employee assistance programs, and obviously there's the Samaritans numbers. And these are all can be found on the discussion pack from this month on the blog. So that's all the sort of material I've got for this period. So if I open the lines up, Gary, for any questioning. Or if anyone wants to raise anything, feel free.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question on the phones, you just need to dial star, then one, recall your name, and then press the hash key. And check you haven't got any mute buttons on. And if you do decide to withdraw your question, you can dial star two. So to ask a question, it's star, then one, recall your name, and then press the hash key. Okay, you have your first question, and this one comes from...
Sam.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Ronnie, it's Sam. How are you doing?
Thank you, Sam. Good.
There's just a couple of things for me that we've just talked about that I wanted to maybe talk about a bit further. And for anybody that knows that I've been doing a safety tour in Woking recently already knows about this. But when we talk about access gates, I have a bit of a concern about the acceptance we have culturally of gates being opened with a bit of a view that it's okay because we'll see somebody if they go through them. And I, you know, at Woking, the gates that go into Dade Aggregate Yard from those that use them from the MDU were open when I went there. We then, you know, started looking into it. It turns out they're open because the gates are broken. But because the main MDU gates are open, somebody can walk off the street and straight onto the live railway. And the bit that I suppose I'd challenge everyone from the discussions, you know, with the team in the MDU right the way through, was a bit of an acceptance that was okay. And it was okay because deliveries used it to turn round, and it was okay because people felt they would see if somebody walked through the depot onto the track. And we really need to challenge ourselves that, you know, if that was somebody's child or somebody mentally ill that had come through and accidentally ended up on the railway, you know, we could kill somebody. And it did happen in Kent. So this isn't this isn't something that's never happened. This has happened before.
Absolutely, and I think that's the sort of why I was a little bit disappointed to hear we'd had a report because of that actual incident that did lead to a small child being killed.
Yeah.
We did do a huge campaign change to sort of get people to sort of stop and react to any open gates and make sure they close them behind them. So, but
yeah.
I guess we're reinforcing the message.
And I just urge everyone that's on the call to really just think about, you know, if it was somebody you knew that had walked through those gates and if there's a possibility someone could get onto the railway, it's very unlikely it's going to be somebody, completely within their own mind at the time that accidentally ends on there. It'll be somebody that's got a mental illness suffering from stress that we just talked about, a child, you talk about the bride away, that could, if someone had come off their horse would have been on the railway, all those sort of things which have big impact to people. The other one just for me to expand on is the bits about the blocking straps that are not product approved. So why I've been chatting to a number of people, I know we are starting to buy things because they're cheaper elsewhere than they are on iStore. And just to reiterate what I said to people, you know, if you find things that are cheaper, send it to me because we will investigate and find out why our contracts are not the most favourable. However, you know, we do know when we're buying from iStore that they may be £20-30 more for something, but we do know it's product approved, we do know it's safe, and there's a reason why it's been put on there. Now, if anybody's buying stuff elsewhere because it's cheaper, I'd prefer you sent me an email telling me where it's cheaper and we follow up with the contract team than go and buy something from, you know, the example we had is Screwfix, even if you if they feel they're the same things.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we want everybody to be really efficient, we want everybody to spend money in the right way, but not to import
not,
safety.
Not going against products approved
yeah.
and official
yeah.
suppliers, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and something may look the same, but it may not be the same. So, you know, the good example is something that looks like it's the same, whether it's a wrench or a, you know, I'm not technical, but then actually it's not insulated. And that could be the difference between the product that's in Screwfix and the product on iStore.
That's right, and you won't realise that until you've
yep.
bought it, you've
yep.
realised, and you've received it.
Yeah, and it is a yep. breach of governance. And, you know, the biggest challenge I've had in putting up the price on one of these goods is, you know, why are we breaching governance and why do we think that's okay? So I've had to settle that down. But it is a breach of governance not, you know, to purchase it on a purchasing card. And also is it, the contracts we have, and this is, I know you just explained it, the contracts we have with suppliers are that they are the supplier for that good, so we're breaching the contract as well, for which we could have penalties against. So you could save £20 on a tool only to, to cost £100,000 because everybody's gone and done the same thing, we've just breached the contract terms.
Sure.
So, yeah, you know, it's not always the safest thing and it's not always the most efficient thing, but do let me know if you think there are products cheaper that you can source locally than on iStore. And we'll follow it up, but make sure you buy the proper approved products.
Absolutely. Okay, Sam. Yep. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Okay. No other questions at the moment.
Okay, Gary. Well, we won't detain people for much longer. So, just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and to keep safe, and look forward to seeing everyone in the new year. So, thank you very much. Speak to you soon. Bye bye.